We are in the midst of a sea change, a political sea change here in the United States. Part of that sea change is the incredible growth of the Republican constituency that drove Donald Trump to re-election, not just winning the Electoral College, but winning it handily, 31 states to 19 for Kamala Harris, plus winning the popular vote. Steve Kornacki points out that Donald Trump's margin of victory in the popular vote was essentially supplied by minority voters, voters of color. Trump had the most diverse political coalition any Republican candidate has ever had before. Donald Trump. That's right. Have a listen.
Now, go to Hispanic voters, and I mean, the number speaks for itself. Look at that. From a 33-point win for Joe Biden among Hispanic voters to just 5 points in the exit poll. And again, the polling had been suggesting all year that Trump was putting up historically high numbers for a Republican among Hispanic voters. This is the number that Trump landed at here ultimately is the highest recorded in an exit poll for a Republican with Hispanic voters. George W. Bush in 2004, very close to the Trump number, although again, in 2004, the Hispanic population as a share of the electorate, much lower than it is now. And so again, even in 2004, the exit poll says Bush got 44% of the Hispanic vote. That's a rougher estimate than what you're looking at now when the Hispanic population is more is almost four times the size as it was as a share of the electorate. And the movement, again, it's massive. I'll take you through some of the counties where you can really see this the most dramatically in a minute. But that, you know, a group that's getting close now to 15% of the electorate, that kind of a shift is enormous among Asian Americans. And again, if you could see here from 27 for Biden, that was his victory margin among Asian Americans, down to 15 this year. If you went back one more election there to 2016, the number among Asian Americans then would have been over 40 points. So it's you know, a Trump era decline in terms of Democratic support from Asian Americans. And again, the Asian American population growing, not at the level that the Hispanic population is, but it is growing. Put this all together and basically one third of the non-white vote was won by Donald Trump. And as a share of the overall, of Trump's overall coalition nationally, there's never been a Republican presidential candidate whose coalition percentage-wise has been as the non-white concentration of that coalition has never been as high in a presidential race as what we're seeing right here in 2024 with Donald Trump.
And as a consequence of that, more and more Americans of all races are considering themselves Republicans. This is something that has not happened since the advent of modern day polling. I mean, it goes all the way back to to Franklin Roosevelt and even before. The latest exit polls indicate that Republicans outnumber Democrats by 5 points, according to the Associated Press VoteCast survey, and that Republicans outnumber Democrats by 4 points in the network exit polls. This is completely unheard of historically. It's never happened before. When Ronald Reagan was winning, Democrats held a huge advantage in party ID. In the 60s and 70s, it was often 2-1. Remember, a lot of people who considered themselves conservatives were considered themselves also Democrats. Eastern Washington used to be represented by Democrats in the U.S. Congress and in many state legislative races. Reagan started to change that. But again, he just brought down the margin of the Democrats' majority. They still had the majority. Even in a country that gave Richard Nixon a 49 state landslide, the country itself considered itself Democrat by 17 percentage points. So, which is why Democrats often maintain control of Congress while they were voting for Republicans like Richard Nixon and Dwight Eisenhower. There was just that cultural affinity to call themselves Democrat. So we are now entering a period in this country where party ID is pretty much split, with a slight majority going to Republicans, as we just saw with the election results. This is a big deal. This, again, goes to show that people are taking a walk, not on an unpopular politician like Joe Biden or an unpopular politician like Kamala Harris. They're taking a walk on the entire party. That is why the Republicans, for the first time ever, have a majority of the House, a majority of the Senate, a Republican president, and a conservative majority on the U.S. Supreme Court. Never happened before. In fact, only 10 years in the last 100 years did we have a Republican House, a Republican Senate, and a Republican president. Most of those years were with a Democrat-leaning, sometimes heavily leaning, Supreme Court. So we are in an unprecedented time here. No wonder the Democrats are going nuts. But remember, they would go nuts because they said the Republicans aren't really the majority party. They don't have majority support. They just win the Electoral College. Well, now the Republicans win both. And it's hard to see that. I understand it's hard. It is hard to see that from Washington State, which continues to be one of the 10 most staunchly Democrat states in the country. But the trend is definitely there. We've seen Ohio go from the biggest swing state in America. It used to be said up until a dozen years ago, you cannot win a national election if you don't win Ohio. Ohio is it. Now Ohio is solidly Republican. Iowa used to be Democrat-leaning. Now Iowa is solidly Republican. I won't get into the Deep South, because once civil rights came to the Deep South, Republicans started winning elections again in the South. And in states like Arkansas, Bill Clinton's home state, they now dominate completely the legislature, state government, and the congressional delegation. Florida was a swing state until Ron DeSantis helped make it a definitively red state. Part of that also is a lot of people moving out of blue states like New York and California, moving to Florida. So the trend is very worrisome for the Democrats. They know they've got a problem, and they know the problem is the left wing of their party. They just don't know what to do about it yet. So order up more popcorn and let's watch the drama. It is 49 minutes after 8 o'clock. The John Carlson Show, Talk Radio 570 KVI.